Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station, and this is your hour of the Erotic Central Sheets open mic segment, and it's hosted by Miss Strong Island, who will be arriving in the building very shortly, but we're going to hold it down for her until she gets in the building. We're just going to get it off and popping with a little bit of music and let you guys know that we're trying to bring some ambiance up in this room. All right, we're just going to get it started here until my host arrives in the building. Let's start it off with a little bit of Jill Scott.
Moving forward.
have Detroit, the girl Poetic Energy, holding it down to Miss Strong Island coming in the building, and I see she has arrived in the building. Before we connect to Ian, we just going to make a very quick announcement. I just want everybody to know under the sound of my voice, for those of you who didn't know, we came out with a new anthology entitled Synchronized Ink, an anthology of poetry. I'm a contributing author, Ms. Strong Island, contributing author. I am also the publishing company owner of Michael Michelle Publishing, who got that book out and is gone global. Glow from the Philippines, Kenya, Nigeria, Estria, Canada, of course the U.S. And the book is doing great. We released it on 11/11/11, and it's just phenomenal. And in upcoming months, I'm going to be making a huge announcement. We're going to be doing more with Synchronized. That's not going to stop at a book. So make sure you guys check, keep in touch with us here on the show, here on our Strong Island segment or any other segments of the show throughout the week, and we're going to be making an announcement of what's going to go down with Synchronized Inc. All right, we're going to bring Miss Strong Island in the building and let her do what she do. All right, Miss Strong Island.
Hi, everyone. Hello. Hi, Detroit listeners and our global listeners. This is Strong Island. How are you, Miss Poetic-y?
I'm doing great, my sister. I'm going to let you do what you do, and I'm going to fall back and just tune in.
All right. I'm glad to be here. Glad to have you all here. Thanks for coming out. With no more to do, I want to get it started with a new piece that I wrote. It's called True Mates. And this piece goes like this. My kuka is dripping wet with the anticipation of you lying next to me, kissing me ever so gently, massaging my scalp with your huge hands. Thank you for finally choosing to be my man. Looking in your eyes and losing my soul, I never would have guessed you were not as old. Maybe it's the way you speak to me that drives me wild. Or better yet, it must be the way you make me smile downtown. Whatever the reason, I am all giddy. You might as well just call me silly. Sitting here licking my lips, wanting to taste more of that chocolate stick. I guess all I needed was to hear your voice. That cleared it for me. You are first choice. Not second or third, just in the front of all the others that want to visit this joint. No man will be able to compare, because you are my chocolate lover, like no other. Quick with the tongue, trying to get you some. Quick with your happy state, just tickling on my G-spot. Wetting all the covers, this is just a lover's delight that goes on for nights. Never wanting to stop or trying to begin again. Or I am misty-eyed while I write, because I know this will be a long night. A long week, a long month, a long year, a loving me, caressing me, teasing me, old-fashioned grabbing me in closer. To plant with sweet kisses on my neck, now tonguing me down with that fat old tongue I enjoy so very much. Sucking it in like a piece of strawberry, my eyes looking up to see the moon, fully knowing we will close soon. Time will stand still, as does so well. When lovers turn to partners, watch their faces as there will be no mistake. These two have found their true mates, and that is my piece.
It's so good.
Thank you. Just wanted to get it started, and I guess I'll keep it rolling because I see we have some people who would like to come and share. So let's, no further ado, let me take the next caller up. Call up the 562 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Caller 562, are you there? Caller 562, are you on? You are on the air with Strong Island.
Yeah. If you go to the product, of the extremes.
Okay, 562, we can't really hear you. We'll come back to you. Okay, I guess we'll take the next caller up. Caller from the 216 area code. We on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Yeah, this is Nate Dizzle, 707.
Hey, Nate. Welcome
How
to the
doing?
Show.
Hey, nice to be here.
Oh, what are you going to do tonight?
Beg your pardon?
What are you going to do for us tonight?
I'm going to do a piece dealing with my father.
Okay, the floor is yours, sir.
Okay. Dearest Dad, thought I was your son. Did so much dirt, can't believe the state let me carry a gun. Thought I was your favorite son until your legitimate son came from Baltimore, showed me how to hit the bricks. We was like Shaq and Kobe, racking up win for win, dollar for dollar, lick for lick, and an occasional trick. This you couldn't stand, but we didn't give a hoot because our pockets were fat with plenty of loot. Then me and Joe fell out, never to talk again. This made you happy until you found out, unlike your noodle, mine's wasn't limp. You discovered I was your wife's lover, the top ramen that gave her noodles flavor. I was her Jack in the Box, the wild card whose dick stayed hard. So brag on your son, and I'm going to brag on your wife's pussy.
Is that your piece?
That's it.
That was some hot, that was a hot piece, sir. Boy, you gotta clap up.
Appreciate it.
All right. I ain't even gonna ask you what inspired that piece. <I believe so. laughs> But that was hot, sir. How could we find you?
I mean, you can hit me on Facebook, Nate Smith.
Okay, okay.
I got a lot of my work on my page. I'll be putting up every day. I'll be putting stuff on there.
Okay. Are you in the chat room by any chance?
Nah, I don't even know how to get there. I hear people talking about it, but I don't really know how to go about to get in the chat room.
Okay, okay. Well, we'll definitely try to find you, and this way, you know, we can show you a link, and this way you'll know how to get into the chat room.
Okay, I appreciate it. What's your name?
This is Strong Island.
Strong Island, okay.
Government is Cindy.
Okay, okay. Strong Island, okay.
All right. Well, you know, I appreciate you coming through and sharing that piece. That piece was awesome, just like I like. So, you know, definitely feel free to come back through again.
Okay, so can we do just one piece? That's it?
If we have more time, you know, you can definitely come back later.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, we appreciate you too, sir.
All right. Yeah. Peace.
Peace. All right, listeners, we have another caller waiting in queue, so we're going to take that next caller up. Caller from the 240 area code, you're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have coming to the mic?
What's up, Strong Island's mind poet, Trey? What's going on?
Hey, Trey. Hi, mind poet.
Hey, what's going on? That was my uncle up there, Nathan Smith, holding it down from Ohio.
All right, now, that's cool. You referred him. Good stuff.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a little piece tonight. I don't really have a title for it. It goes something like this. Hey, girl, my lady. Let me tell you about this crazy lady. Let me tell you about a lady with 7 kids. She has 7 kids, and she was on crack cocaine. Her brain was so insane that she fed her kids liquor. To wake her up, you had to shake her. Sometimes I see her in the street, nodding her head, talking to the air, telling her who goes there. I'm driving by. She's knocking on my car window, butt naked, nothing else to wear, asking me what I want to fix. I'm sorry, I don't pick up tricks. Wait a minute. I remember you. You got 7 kids and 7 kids to attend to. You got all these drug programs right behind you. But I'm going to be a good Samaritan and say, my sister, get your life together. Here you go, lady. Let me tell you the story about this crazy lady. She had seven kids with a mental retardation. Mama had no education. Mama used to be on that drug stuff, that crack cocaine, made the kids insane. Know who you're going to blame? Your baby daddy. Travel all Los Angeles up in a caddy. One minute you said he loves you, next minute you said he hates you. Then you said he rapes you. Then you said he molests your kids. But damn, it's enough to hash you out, make you stressed out. Now you want those codeine, those morphine, it's less not what it seems. He got a story, y'all, about this crazy lady. He got a story, y'all, about this crazy lady. Lady had seven kids with a mental retardation. Mama had no education. Mama used to be on that drug shit, that crack cocaine, made the kids insane. Now who you gonna blame? Your baby daddy? Driving Los Angeles up in a caddy? One minute you said he loved you, next minute you said he hates you. Then you said he raped you. Then you said he molested your kids. But damn, if enough will stress you out, make your back go out. Now you're on those codeine, those morphines, and life might have found what it seems. Big old story, y'all, about this crazy lady. That's my piece for tonight.
That was Hot Mind Poets. I like
Thank
that.
You. Here's a story.
Tell everybody how they can reach you.
You can reach me at poetrytroynose.com, www.poetrytroynose.com. The book's called In Him I Stand.
All right. You know, we definitely got to clap it up for you, brother. That was a hot piece.
Thank you.
Well, I guess this mic is definitely getting blown up tonight, y'all. We ready for you. Well, we're going to, I guess, if callers, if you're on the line and you would like to read, please press 1 so we know that you would like to, you know, speak, be on the air with us. All right. And caller 562, if you want to come back and still want to read, please press 1 so we know that you're there. All right, so we're going to move right along. Okay, Ms. Okay, 562, I believe that's you we hear, but I can't really hear you. Okay, I think we're having a little technical difficulties. Can't really hear the caller. So we're going to just move right along and try to come back later. But in the meantime, I'm going to do another piece. And this piece is actually called Honey. And the piece goes like this. Honey, I love the way you smell, especially when you wear that special cologne. The scent goes into my nose. It makes my soul feel like I have gold. Your hands, when they massage my back, feels like I should attack, wanting you to spread me out, wanting you to make me shout. Write your name inside out. Tattoo your face below my waist. Baby, it's so hard to escape. These thoughts, these wants, those I just got to have you days, just to be told, sorry, sugar, not today. We will have to play another day. Face is showing upside down frown, just because we can't get down. Come give me what you got. Just let me get on top. Stop playing so hard, because you sure are not. Easy and so delicious. Chocolate cover, Hershey kisses. I truly do miss it. Okay, you got me with that last kiss. Those suckling lips that caress this clit. Send tingles and make me jingles. And that is my piece. Well, thank you, everybody. Everybody is jumping at the chance to get up here. Again, if you do not know the number to call in, it is 1-917-932-8888. Press 1 to be on air with me. Okay, moving right along. Miss Poetic E, so how has this week been for you?
Oh, sister, it has been awesome. of course, with the book and all, it's been going crazy. We're going to be doing some hot things with it and, you know, more like I announced earlier, but it has been amazing, you know, since the release of 11/11/11. That was the day to do it. And it's hard to, we are getting so many orders, it's hard to even fulfill the orders because it happened so fast. But that's a good thing.
Always a good thing. I know I have.
I can't.
Really coming at me, too, saying, I can't get the book. Where can I get the book from?
Well, it soon will be available for people. You know, we worked out something with Amazon so that it should have been up there today, working today, where I submitted the information to them, just the whole entire contents, where the book can come directly from them. This had to be a publishing decision because if we want to be able to service our clients, you know, we still get paid, but we just get a smaller percentage, that's all. But, of course, you know, everybody know they can get it from our site as well, MichaelMichellePublishing.com or TheBookPatch.com, Amazon.com. Soon it's going to be on BarnesandNobles.com. And then, you know, everywhere you can buy books in a minute because I'm working it.
And I agree, you're doing a great job. Well, you know what? I think we need to calm it down a little bit and listen to a little music.
All right now. That sounds like a winner to me, sister. All right.
Hey, love. You say you need someone to be there for you. To love you all night long. I don't think you have to look no further, because I'm right here, and I'm ready to do all the things your man needs to do.
Tell me what kind of man would treat his woman so cold, treat you like you're nothing when you're worth more than gold. Girl, to me you're like a diamond. I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure, I'd give the world to make you mine. I'll put a string of pearls right in your hand. Make love on a beach of just black sand. I'll fight in the rain. We can do it all night. I'll touch all the places he would not. You never knew what gets you high. Nothing is forbidden when we touch. Baby, I wanna do all of the things you men won't do. Hey,
got a Jones in my bone for you. There ain't a damn thing that I won't do. I'll make your body cream with my sex machine. I won't stop until I hear your mother scream. I wanna do, yeah.
Welcome back, Al Detroit and global listeners. This is Strong Island on the Erotic Sensual Sheets, part of Poetic Energy Radio Station Network. All right, with no further ado, let me take the next caller that is up on the phone lines. Caller from the 513 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Yeah, this is Romeo DiNatti.
Hey, Romeo, how are you?
I'm doing good. How y'all feeling?
Doing great tonight.
Great.
Yeah, I seen the cover for the book. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. And thanks for checking the show out. I ain't do that many tonight. We had somebody, we doing a hip-hop opera, so we introducing new characters to the show.
Yeah, that was nice. I enjoyed it.
Ah, that's what's up. I'm gonna do this piece. I've done it on your show before, but if I got time and my phone ain't acting up, I'm gonna come in with another piece. But right now, I'm gonna do those lips.
The floor is yours, sir. Go ahead.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. I wanna kiss your lips until your eyes roll into the back of your head. I want to kiss your lips until you feel the need to grab and squeeze the covers on the bed. I want to kiss your lips until your body gets weak. Then further kiss your lips until you start to drip on the sheets. I want to kiss, suck gently, bite your lips so good. It makes you rub on my face. I want to kiss your lips from the door to the couch, the floor, up and down the steps, baby. I want to kiss your lips all over the place. To be honest, I want to kiss your lips until you feel like they're going to melt into my mouth. Then like a soaring eagle looking for nourishment, I'm going to head my way down south and softly kiss your lips, then slowly slide my tongue over and around your lips, till the feeling makes you grab and caress your breast, and directly after I part your sweet dripping lips of my tongue, you think, oh shit, this is the best, my body, your bottom lip, but don't think I'm down with you, baby, I'm finna take my time. I'ma kiss your lips just as long as it takes grapes to turn into fine wine. I closed my eyes, pulled you to my face and went to work. All you heard was a slew, slop, slurps of my kissing you, of me licking you, of me tasting you, of me enjoying every single drip down my chin. And of all the moans and groans I receive from those lips. That's my thought.
You know, you always leave me speechless. Let's give you a clap for this. Romeo, Romeo, where foul thou, Romeo? You know,
when I'm poetic energy network station, that's where I'm at.
You know, that's a hot piece. You know that already.
It's my starter piece. It's my foreplay piece.
Yeah, exactly what it is. It's hot.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, tell everybody how they can find you, sir.
Well, on Facebook, Romeo D apostrophe NATI. Also have a YouTube, China Blue Edifying Graphics. Hook that up for me. You can get that at Mr. Romeo D Natty. That's MROMEODNATI. One name, no dot. At the moment, that's all I'm working on.
Hey, you left a lot of notes right here where people could find you, and I'm quite sure they need to go look for you.
Oh, well, that's what's up. I'm trying to be a traveling poet. I want to be, like, in the top 5 erotic poets by next year, so that's what I'm working on.
All right. Hey, I already know.
Yeah, that's
I already
up.
Know.
Yeah, I'm still trying to come up to Michigan and do a show, too.
All right.
All right, I'm going to fall back with the rest of the show. If I my phone will act up, I'm going to put my hand back up.
Okay, well, definitely come back through if you can.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you are hanging on the line, please press 1 so we know that you would like to blaze this mic tonight. And in the interim of that, Miss Poetic E., I think I'm going to do another piece. And this one is actually going to be called, let's see, what shall we do for you now? All right. Aspirations of Grand Celebration. It's called this piece. And it goes like this. Riding down this long path, wishing I could be near my dear, just to realize you are far from me. Just want to drop on both knees. As you wait to open me up, I take it upon myself to bust my first nut. Moving fast, then slow, just trying to finish this show. Exciting thoughts of our last encounter keep a smile on my face with thoughts of the Hershey kisses you planted. All over my body, while I try not to be shy, I look you straight in your eyes, mesmerized by the handsome man before me. Looking around with a gentle smile, covering his face, not to mention those juicy lips. Ooh, those juicy lips that will certainly plant themselves wherever, whenever, however they want, never complaining, come from this face. Snicker bars is what you are. $1,000 grand is sure my man. Exacting, extracting, multiplying each touch, each breath, each word that was never spoken, just a token of appreciation given. Twins never have to worry. This is my thoughts, my words, my aspirations for a grand celebration of the coming together as one body, one mind, one soul is my goal for captivating it all. And that is my piece. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. My sister Poetic E, I believe you would like to say something to your audience.
All right. Yes, I'm going to make a very, very quick announcement, then we're going to get some other poets in. I just wanted to make a huge announcement again. I just got hit up on Facebook that the Synchronized Ink book, that just anthology that we just did, was globally, will be featured on CB Biz TV, that's Comcast 20 in the Michigan area. For all of those of you who are in the Michigan area, the person, the coordinator over there, just hit me up on Facebook and said that they wanted to feature our book on their station. So I am excited about this. 11-11-11 Synchronized Ink, definitely. Of course, Miss Strong Island is in the book. I'm in the book. Poets across the globe are in there. So we are very excited about that news. All right.
That is definitely exciting news, I tell you. It's definitely exciting. I'm, like, speechless. I'm really speechless.
Yes.
I declared this at the beginning of the year, that this would be the year, 2011 would be the year of all kinds of opportunities and things like that, and that's all I see coming. That's all I see coming.
Yes, there's more to come with Synchronized Ink, that's for sure, and we'll be making those announcements very, very soon.
All right. Okay, so with no further ado, my dear, we're going to try and see if, call us on the 562 area code, if we can hear you a little bit better.
So, yo, what's good?
Hey,
Urban.
Oh, what's good
with
this? My Urban Pool Live and Direct. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing great.
We're great.
Yo, what's up, chat room? What's up, everybody listening? Yo, just want to stop by real quick and drop a piece. I see this was an erotic night. I got some fresh ink and it's dripping from you know what. So let me stick it. I was wet and sticky with you all over me, wondering what you might do next. Sitting sauteed in my lotions, grinning wide and deep, I can still feel your lips. And oh, the places you'll go, especially when you're feeling inspired. Your clitoris soaked and throbbing, enveloped in those luscious lips. I took sips from your river and dove so deep in the sea of you that I nearly drowned before I came up for breath. I dove again, absorbing the scents, the moisture, the heat. Ooh, so awesome, the feeling of your gasms, your spasms, your moans, penetrating a sound barrier that I can hardly notice while swimming in love secretions. My countenance drenched and gleaming like a greedy kid with a face full of glaze, amazed at the scents, the sweets I stumbled across. So there was, wet and sticky, your fluids dripping, intense and creamy, steaming like locomotion. This potion is so damn intoxicating, my thoughts derail like Amtrak into your forest of seduction. We did 23 times 3, exploring our sex in multiples, arithmetic equations of lovemaking, leaving us both dazed and confused, disregarding rules of engagement. Douse me with your fluid as I rain, and as the rain which immerses the pavement, I am yours. In poem.
All right, now, that was hot. Urban.
Did you see with it?
You know, I need that piece. I really do. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm floored over here. I'm speechless. But, you know, it comes as no surprise, though. Urban always, he do what he do.
Urban, how can we find you for all those who don't know how to find you? Hello?
Yeah,
I'm on
facebook.com/UVLiveAndDirect. You can also catch some of my videos on my website, www.publishingurbanwordswithaz.com. And, you know, you can check out the album. No, we got some high sensual shit on there, too. It's called Mercury Rain. find it on iTunes at my Reverb store. What'd you say?
I said we got Mercury. I got Mercury Rain on the show.
You like that, huh? Ooh, that's so nice.
That's a very nice song, Urban. I love it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Right.
And through, and you know, the floor is always open to you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I appreciate the platform. Appreciate the love, man. I want to say peace out to everybody listening. Chat room, big ups. I didn't have time to really holler at everybody, but you know, I'll be there when you least expect it. Like,
all
ooh.
Right.
Cool. That is definitely cool. Well, Ms. Poeticky, I see we got some more hands blazing in the air, so let's go on and take the next caller. Caller from the 646 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
This is Junebug, Strong Island. And I want to wish you and your colleagues your new book, and I hope everything goes well.
Thank you.
And I wrote a piece today called Deep Inside, so I hope everyone likes it out there in the audience. And I'm ready to read it.
Go ahead, the floor is yours, sir.
Okay. Deep inside, honey, it's dark and cold outside. Come, come with me to a place of ecstasy. Not only do I want to come, for you to come inside into my room, I want for us to do is strip down and for me to lick you from your behind all the way to the back of your neck. Deep inside, I want to put my tongue down your throat. Stroke me from behind is what you want me to do. So here I come deep inside, deep inside, deep inside. And for you never to forget what we did. So, honey, sweet thing, when I go back and back inside of you, call me on your cell phone to do what we did again. And that's my piece.
Yay!
Thanks.
It was a hot piece, sir. I like
Thanks.
It.
And hopefully,
that was a very nice piece.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate you coming through, Junebug, to share it with everyone.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm still trying to write, you know, more long pieces. I'm still learning.
Hey, still you learning. Know what? We all learning, including myself, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Including myself. But we're going to go on to the next caller. Sit back and relax and, you know, enjoy the rest of the night.
Okay, I will.
All right. Caller from the 216 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
This Nate Dizzle, 707.
All right, so what you gonna do for us?
All right, this is from my Poems After Dark collection. It's about a young lady I knew, but I'm gonna let it rip and tell me what you think.
All right, the floor is yours.
Okay. She wanted love and to be loved. It didn't matter whether it was 5 minutes or 5 seconds. She wanted nut after nut, but never viewed herself as a slut. If a guy could so seize indiscriminately, she reasoned, why couldn't she take fill-up after fill-up? Her clit spoke to her daily, I need to be sucked and fucked. She thought, let me get this monkey off my back. It turned her on that men love to get her in the sack. She enjoyed the breaks beat off of her pussy. This made it wet and gushy. Society viewed her as a promiscuous hoe. No money was ever exchanged. This they didn't know. She stayed horny and loved her salad toss, especially with her legs crossed. Hitting it from behind like an upside-down ketchup bottle was how she loved it. You may view her as promiscuous, but she has the same right as men do. Nate Gizzle, 707.
Wow. Wow, let's clap it up for you, brother. That was hot.
Thank you. I enjoy your show. It's nice. I'm glad my nephew referred me to it.
I'm glad you were able to make it. Definitely glad you were able to make it.
Appreciate it.
And you can't hear me clapping, but I'm clapping.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate every one of you. I'm loving it from you guys. You guys are real good. Making me step my game up.
All right, sir. I couldn't hear what you said, but I know you were saying something to us.
I said you guys are good. You make me want to step my game up.
All right. Now, hey, we always willing to listen. So don't ever be shy.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, definitely stay around and listen to, you know, some more poetry at its best. And I'm going to go ahead and take the next person who's up. All right, and Nicola from the 302 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Strong Island? This is Barbara. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Wanted to come through and show some love tonight, see how you guys are doing.
Oh, definitely. You know I like to hear a lady's point of view.
Of course, it's the best point of view.
Okay, definitely. Come blaze the mic, my sister.
I got you. All right, so this piece I'm going to do is called Put Words in My Mouth. So here we go. Faster, harder, deeper, longer, bend me, over, coming, stronger. So with little haste, I mount him like a jockey, rubbing the tip on my clit as I steady my split and I manipulate gravity as I watch my ass do the work of making his neck jerk. Damn right, I'ma murk that dick like I gave birth to it. So like IV, I gave fluid, natural lubrication, because my pussy was salivating and foaming at the lips. So he grabbed my hips and challenged the circumference of my walls as his head began to swell. So I made that ass churn like butter with my cheeks splattered across his torso, and he wanted more, so I emptied him with the suction of my pussy lips, and now I'm on the floor demanding to be fucked like a whore and pushing my ass up in the air like it was sunshine, because his dick was hard and I was ready to roll, full steam ahead like a car with no brakes. So he began to beat it up like Mike and sticking in combos of ones and twos, and I'm as good as caught because he's determined to leave his pussy bruised, and he's sick, sucked and licked the back of my neck before he daddy long dicked me and grabbed the back of my ponytail and left my train of thought derailed. My body became frail and my sex liquefied and oozed down my inner thighs, only to be colored by cries when I felt him pull out of me. So I raced to place him in my mouth, alternating the positions of him in between my jaws, slurping him up like a chocolate milkshake until he creamed on my tongue. And yes, I left him hung and the pussy was sprung and still ready for more. Even though my lips were sore, I managed to whisper, faster, harder, deeper, longer, bend me, over, coming, stronger. And that's the piece.
Hot, hot, hot. Now, lady, that piece was on fire.
Thank you so much.
And it's great to hear a woman come up there not afraid, besides me, who's crazy. You know, crazy, I don't care. You know, I'll just let it rip.
Damn right.
Who's just doing the darn thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the love.
All right, now. Well, you know what? We have about less than 10 minutes left on the show, so I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. So, caller from the 240 area code, you on the air with Strong Island, who do we have blazing the mic?
This is Mind Poet again.
All right, Mind Poet, what you coming back to do for us, sir?
I'm doing, it's called Love is a Beautiful Thing.
All right, the floor is yours.
Imagine sunshine at night and beautiful praise dancers dressed in white. Angels with wings glowing in the light and beautiful music coming from the heavens above and flowers and beautiful white doves and we floating in the sky together holding hands because it's love and love is a beautiful thing. So we were like Siamese twins going with the wind. I remember the time we first met each other. You said something about my smile. I said something about your eyes. And ever since that night, we've been going crazy wild with love, like Romeo and Juliet and Bonnie and Clyde and Rickory Carter, How I Love Lucy. And the way my private go inside your private nice and slow and warm, and the way you taste is like, ooh, damn, you taste so good. See, we was committed in marriage. We had a house and carriage. We even got baptized in the same water. You had your dress on, and I had my blue collar, my big screen TV. You had your beautiful garden of flowers. Something you dream about, but we have it together because it's love, and love is a beautiful thing. I came home from work. You said, how was my day? I said, my day was just fine. I poured you a glass of wine, and we sat by the fireplace, and we kissed each other's face. I massaged your feet and held to comfort you while you sleep. I told you I love you and I care about you, and you mean the world to me. I woke up in the morning, and you had breakfast on the table. Pancakes, scrambled eggs, and oatmeal gave me goosebumps, so I chilled. I have that love-making thrill. I wasn't looking for you, but you were in the shower, and I waited almost a half an hour because you know how you have women taking a bathroom. You groom. You came in with your makeup on, your lipstick, and I called in from work and told him I was sick. I am not going to work today because I'm in love. See, you gave me that heart pain, not that bad pain, but that love pain, that tickling sensation. And every time you scream my name, it's like, damn, I couldn't explain because love is a beautiful thing. So if you're wondering if I'm the man for you, I'm going to say, yes, I am the man for you. I'm that man for you, that true love, that real love, that unconditional love. So, baby, can you dig it? Because love is a beautiful thing.
Is that your piece, sir?
That's my piece.
That one. You know, love is a beautiful thing. I agree with you 110% on that. That was an awesome piece, Mind Poet.
Thank you. Thank you. You can catch me at PoetryTrainKnowles.com. Our Facebook/MyCityMe.
All right. Definitely got to give you, a clap for that. Like I said, was a good piece. You know, it's good to hear from you, Mind Poet. How can people find you?
www.poettrainos.com or facebook.com/mycityme. And the book's called In Him I Stand. The new book will be coming out in January or December, late December or January. So look out for that. It's called Cross from Sides, The Healing Process.
All right. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, it definitely would be a hit. Are you in the chat room by any chance?
Nope, not in the chat room yet.
Okay. Well, when you get the chance, definitely come through, sign in the chat room, so you could definitely drop your links in there too.
All right.
Well, thank you for coming out, sir.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to go move on. Miss Poetiki, it has been one wonderful night. With all the poets blessing this mic tonight, the ladies holding it down, the men doing what they do, I'm proud of each and one of you. And I am blessed to be a part of you, to call y'all as family. Thank you for accepting me, because trust me, I didn't have a clue about this, 2 years ago, when it all just blew up. So thank you. And on that note, I guess I'm going to close this down with another one of my little pieces that I wrote. And it's going to be called Exposure of Epic Proportions. But then maybe I won't, because we don't have enough time for this one. All right, so what I'm going to do is really just say sincere thanks to everyone in the chat room, Barbara, China Blue, Faze Poetry, all the guests, Know Your Enemy, definitely, brother, thank you for coming through. Urban Voodoo, thank you for coming through. Shanice Marie, thank you for coming through. Definitely, Nate Smith, thank you for coming through. Joomba, thank you. Mind Poet, thank you. If I forgot anyone, forgive me. The brain is working in overdrive tonight. It was just so many people, everybody I'm loving and feeling. Oh, Romeo DiNatti. Oh, I cannot forget you, sir. you will get me if I did. So definitely Romeo DiNatti, thank you for coming through and blessing this mic tonight. And on that note, I'm going to say peace out. See you next week, same time, same station. And I will say a good night to everyone. Good night, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Thank you for making this another successful week. Good night, everybody.
Gives me hope to say is maybe one day she'll